Minnesota State Agriculture Broadband Rural Development Committee to order. We do have a quorum. We do have two members online today. Senator Anderson and Senator Gustafson are with us virtually. And we are here to continue the discussion of Senate File 3955, the Omnibus Supplemental Agriculture Finance Bill from Senator Putnam.
Before we begin, Mr. Chair, if I may, I think it's important that we acknowledge the real reason why we're here today, which is to celebrate Michaela's birthday. Michaela the Page is having a birthday today, so all together now. Happy birthday to you. Get up, Michaela. Happy birthday to
you. Happy birthday, dear Michaela. Happy birthday to you.
With that, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move the A3 amendment.
And does that have any birthday ramifications to the A3 amendment, Senator Putnam?
It is birthday free as far as I know, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Senator Putnam is moving the A3 amendment. Do you want to talk to the amendment, Senator Putnam?
I would just briefly, Mr. Chairman, as I mentioned our last time together, I'm very proud of this bill. I think it is balanced, I think it is thoughtful, and I think it will help Minnesotan farmers, and I think it respects Minnesota's agricultural diversity and its past and its future. So again, I'm very proud of this bill. And my understanding is that we've actually got some great things to talk about today to make it a little bit better even. So I'm looking forward to our conversation today, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Senator Putnam. So I think the plan is all of the other amendments that will be offered today will be an amendment to the A3. So we will start by any discussion on the A3 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the... Okay, so we'll wait to adopt the A3 amendment. I have it backwards. Okay, so with that, are there other amendments?
Mr. Chair?
Senator Dornick.
I'd like to move the A4 amendment.
Okay, Senator Dornick moves the A4 amendment. You should have that one in your packet. So with that, Senator, would you like to describe the A4 amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This just adds... changes the number from 10 to 20 for the amount of stations that a owner can have to upgrade. Co-ops are asking for this. They have some unmanned stations. And so this is, I think there's peace in the valley on this one. So looking for your support. Thank you.
Senator Putnam, any thoughts on the Senator Dornick's A4 amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator Dornick, for this amendment. I will also acknowledge that I had a conversation with Deputy Commissioner Vauble just before the session, and MDA is supportive of it and also sees new spaces to perhaps incentivize for those smaller folks as well. So I take this as a friendly amendment.
Okay. Thank you. And any other comments on that? If not, I would... Also, I'd like to make one, too, because this was originally this was a bill that I had carried last year, too. And in my discussions, too, I've also heard that maybe this is limiting possibly the number of stations that we could. And we do want to really get that data. So I appreciate you bringing this amendment forward, Senator Dornick. So seeing no other discussion, all those in favor of the A4 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The A4 amendment is adopted.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Dornick.
I'd like to offer the A11 amendment.
Okay. Senator Dornick offers the A11 amendment. And that should be in your packet as well. So, Senator Dornick, if you'd like to describe the A11 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This one just wants the commissioner to report to us on the money that's being spent allocated for the contaminated wells testing and replacing water treatment. So just after December 15th each year to just update us on how that's going and where the money's being spent. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Putnam, any discussion on the A11 amendment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator Dornick, for offering it. I think accountability is a great idea, so I take this as a friendly amendment.
Okay, any other discussion on the A11 amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A11 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The A11 is adopted. Senator Dames.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'd like to offer the A10 amendment.
Okay, that one should be in your packet too. Senator Dames, if you'd like to describe the amendment, go ahead.
Yes, in the bill, we're allowing the transfer of money from the, in the broadband to, like in this case, it's about moving it to the low-density population broadband. And so what this amendment does is it requires the commissioner must inform the chairs and ranking members of the legislative committees within jurisdiction of the broadband finances whenever a transfer like this is going to be made. So it's just a little bit of accountability and also put a notice out so that we know that the money is being transferred.
Senator Pyle.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator Dems, for the amendment. I did actually mention I did speak with Deed and with our friends at the Office of Broadband Development, and they're fully supportive of this, and so am I. So thank you for the amendment. We'll accept it as friendly.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the A10 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The A10 is adopted. Senator Westrom.
Mr. Chair, I'd move the A12 amendment.
Okay, Senator Westrom moves the A12 amendment. Senator Westrom, would you like to describe your amendment?
Mr. Chair, members of Senator Chair Putnam, this is the language that I've been working on with the Board of Animal Health, formerly with the DNR some until they thought and said that the Board of Animal Health would actually be the primary agency to work with, and given it's reindeer and not white-tailed deer. And so this is language that I've worked out. The Board of Animal Health says they're okay with it, and it gives the Board of Animal Health actually administrative powers that allows them to help verify and administer to make sure that there's disease control measures in place if reindeer are brought into a zoo in Minnesota, in this case, the Hemker Zoo in Stearns County in my district. And so this language gives that authority and administrative oversight to the Board of Animal Health, and everybody's on board and supportive or neutral and is okay with it. So, Mr. Chair, I'd ask members to support this language. It will replace what we had in the policy bill moving out of this committee a few weeks ago, and that's the reason for the clause at the bottom that says this should supersede that language, as Ms. Painter informed me.
Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator Westrom, for your diligence in working this out and your patience dealing with the multiple jurisdictions of multiple agencies. This seems like a perfectly appropriate solution, and so I will accept this as a friendly amendment as well.
Okay. Any other member discussion? We can call it the reindeer game amendment. I'd really be happy with that, too.
We would let you play, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
But absolutely.
Thank you. All right. Seeing none, all those in favor of the A12 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I hammered early. Excited about the reindeer games that is adopted. Are there any other amendments? Senator Westrom.
Chair, we're on a good roll here, so I'd bring the A9 amendment forward. I'd move the A9 amendment.
Okay. Senator Westrom, would you like to describe the A9 amendment?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, this is sort of dealing with deer, but not reindeer and not Santa Claus. But what this would do is take just 200,000 of the undesignated money out of the Agri Fund and target it towards deer farmers that we've heard so much from. There's new requirements for double fencing, which are a big expense for those that are still able to survive and be in the deer farming with their families. And what this would be is a similar to what we allow for elk deprivation or other types of programs or dollars to help mitigate some expenses for farmers that might face some hurdles. With the second fence that we're seeing required on most of the deer farms, if not all of them, this would be up to a $20,000 grant per applicant to help them with that expense. And in many cases, those expenses of a second fence are in the $100,000 or higher range, just because of the size and the length of many of these pens. And so we would ask that we'd consider $200,000. And if that number is too big or too high, Mr. Chair, we're even open to amending it if there's a way to at least start the conversation. And Senator Bruce Anderson is on Zoom today, but I told him I would offer it. I know he's very supportive and interested in this and the deer farmers, and just a little way for us to help this sector of agriculture and those that work so hard and have repurposed in many cases old dairy barns and farm sites that maybe used to house a lot of livestock, but deer farming has become a way for them to utilize their smaller farm or their remaining barns, the dairy barns that were left empty otherwise. And so this would really help some of those farmers stay in business to help cover some of those costs. And so we'd ask for the committee to consider this and see if there's a way to just make this a little less painful for some of those deer farmers.
Senator Putnam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And thank you, Senator Westrum and Senator Anderson, for your interest in this issue. I got to say that it's something that's deeply concerning, I think, to a lot of us. I've met with a lot of deer farmers. I've heard their struggles and their pain. I went to the Elk Farmer annual meeting, I think it was last year, this past interim. And I heard stories about how difficult it's going to be for them to meet some of these requirements. And I will add that these are requirements that did not pass through this committee as they should have. They went around in a different way, and it's not something that we were able to really have the impact on that we would like to have. But I will also say that our friends at the Department of Agriculture already have lots of resources that they're purposing towards this issue, that they are on top of it and doing the work that they can. I think that this is a worthwhile use of resources, but that we simply don't have the resources to spend in this way at this time. So I would urge members to vote no to this amendment, please.
Do you see Senator Anderson has popped on online? Senator Anderson, did you want to make any comments on this, or?
Well, I just think that the deer farmers in my area are being targeted by our bureaucracy so much so that they are to the point of throwing in the towel on their farming operations. And a lot of them have found that deer raising has been profitable for them. And I think that we need to, as much as possible, continue to support them. And especially not necessarily the today's deer hunting, but also those that are coming up, the sons and daughters and extended families that want to be a part of the operation. To keep these deer farming operations going forward, to me, it seems like a way to help them, and it doesn't give them all the money, but at least gives them an opportunity to meet part of the expense. So I would be in favor of the amendment that Senator Westrum is bringing forward.
Mr. Chair, if I may
sure.
respond just briefly to Senator Anderson's
sure.
point, because he's spot on. I think that deer farmers across our state feel as though they're being targeted and being forced out of business. And I don't think that's the way the government should behave. And I don't think that that's really a good thing for anybody. But I will say that over the interim, and I am committed to continuing to work in this regard, we've been exploring alternative ways to find resources to make some of these regulations less difficult. Different revenue streams specifically to help people who maybe don't want to be in this business anymore. And help them find ways to either be profitable or to move along. And I agree with the problem. I agree with the need for a solution. But I'm simply saying that this isn't the solution right now, because what we need to do needs to be a little bit bigger, more comprehensive, and more intentional with the issue as a whole.
Any other members? Seeing none, we will vote on the amendment. Sorry, Senator Anderson, go ahead. Sorry, Mr. Hand there.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Senator Putnam. The other resources that you're talking about that you say are available to the deer farmers, what might they be, if you have an example of what they could be? And what happens when these deer farmers go out of business because you said they'll have to move along? Who picks up the costs of that leaving their business, which they didn't want to do, but because of bureaucracy and rules and regulations that have been put in front of them that they have to, they're mandated to follow, who picks up the costs of picking up their pieces of moving on? Where does that come from?
Senator Putnam.
Mr. Chair, Senator Anderson, again, a good point. What I said is that we were looking for new additional resources, perhaps, to compensate folks for meeting these regulations or in case they would like to sell out. But I think it's also important that we acknowledge that, yes, this is an issue of bureaucracy, but it's also an issue of public health and making sure that the deer herd remains healthy, which every deer farmer wants. And this is an issue not just in deer farming, but in agriculture as a whole. People want things to be good. They want things to be healthy. They want our environment to be safe. Our job as public servants is to find the best way to enable them to do that. And my point right now is that this particular amendment is not that path. And I will say that MDA has, I believe, $500,000 in their PROTECT fund currently, and some of that money is going for exactly this purpose. But even that is not enough, because we need to kind of rethink how we treat deer farmers, period. And that's not going to happen in this amendment, which is why I would encourage us to keep working on this issue over the interim, upcoming interim, and perhaps come up with something more comprehensive as a way of respecting these people and their livelihoods in the future. But again, that's not in this amendment.
Senator Anderson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I just think that any possibility of moving this along would be great. So I'd like to have a roll call on the amendment, if possible.
Roll call is granted. Any other discussion? Seeing none, we will take a roll call.
Chair Putnam?
No.
Vice Chair Kupek?
No.
Ranking Minority Member Westrum?
Yes.
Senator Anderson?
Yes.
Senator Dames?
Yes.
Senator Dornick?
Yes.
Senator Gustafson?
No.
Senator Kunish?
No.
Senator Seeberger?
No.
There being 4 yes votes and 5 no votes, the motion did not prevail.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator Putnam.
Thanks, Senator Anderson. Any other amendments?
Mr. Chair, if I may, I'd like to move the A8 amendment, please.
Okay. Senator Putnam moves the A8 amendment. Senator Putnam, to your amendment.
Mr. Chair, what this essentially does is it changes the relationship between responsibilities and grants for turkey lasers, which is a program that I'm very excited about. But turkey lasers are, as you would expect, fairly expensive. And so we'd like to change the ratio of state support and the matching funds that those farmers would need to supply in order to make their farms safe and make all of us safe from high path.
Members, discussion on the A8 amendment. Seeing none. All those in favor of the A8 amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The A8 is adopted. Any other amendments or discussion? Seeing none, Senator Putnam.
Thank you again for the lively discussion today, members. I also appreciate getting the opportunity to speak with many of you about this bill and the things that you liked about it, things you didn't like about it, and the ways that we could make it better. So I appreciate that we had this conversation today. And also, just while I got the mic, I want to thank all of you and everyone who's here for what I think is a very productive and successful and humane session. This is our last meeting together, and I think we did good work, and we did good work together. So I want to thank everyone who's in the room for all the work we've done together. And with that, Mr. Chair, I move that Senate File 3955, as amended, be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Putnam, I think we still need to adopt the A3.
Never mind.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Just a little bit too excited, okay. Then, Mr. Chair. I want to go play.
All right. So we are moving the A3 amendment, all as amended. All those in favor of the A3 amendment as amended signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The A3 amendment is adopted.
Mr. Chair, I move that Senate File 3955, as amended, be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Finance, and I mean it this time.
Okay, any discussion on that motion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Then Senate File 3955, as amended, is on its way. And with that, I believe we are done. Thank you.